With focus and force, pool noodles can create significant buoyant resistance. In this upper body workout, we are going to transform the pool into a gym by recreating several weight training exercises with pool noodles. But first, you have to choose your resistance. The larger, denser noodles are incredibly challenging when used for resistance training. The grip can be difficult with a larger diameter. If you are strong, definitely try a larger noodle. Otherwise, just go with a typical dollar store noodle. If you want a sturdier noodle, spend more money on solid core noodles that don't have a hole in the middle. Read the featured blog for more information about noodles. This upper body workout combines cardio and strength training. The cardio intervals give the hands a break from grasping onto the pool noodle. This workout also challenges the core with a combination of buoyant resistance and planking. Let's hit the pool and get to work.
Welcome to the pool noodle upper body circuit. You do not need a pool noodle for the warm-up. Please, it is vital that you read the workout blog for additional details on choosing the correct size and density of pool noodle. In this workout, we will be pairing upper body exercises with cardio and planking. I have built-in hand brakes to avoid discomfort caused by gripping. But first, we need to prepare the upper body for the workout to come. Let's start with a jumping jack with pressing arms, legs out and in, and your arms are pressing forward and back. You're retracting your shoulder blades as you drive your elbows backwards, rounding your shoulders as you press your hands forward, performing jumping jacks with a chest press. We're actually recreating the moves we're going to be doing in the upper body circuit so that we more effectively prepare those joints and muscles for the workout. Now cross-country ski with a chest fly. You're skiing, your arms are horizontally going in and out. We're in the warm-up, so right now your palms are facing down rather than creating surface area. You're performing a ski with a chest fly. This will be our second move in the upper body circuit once we have the noodle in our hands. We are changing to a rear kick with arm pull downs. So you're lifting your arms up and down, alternating rear kicks behind you. Opening up your hip flexors, preparing that shoulder for work once we're holding onto that noodle. Again, this is just alternating rear kicks with shoulder flexion and extension, arms lifting forward and back. Change it to a high knee jog with elbow flexion and extension. A high knee jog with elbow flexion and extension. Moving from the elbow joint, warming up the elbow joint. We're just keeping the thumbs positioned upwards. You don't want to put any surface area on that hand right now during the warm-up. Easy jog with arm curls. Now we're switching the move to an alternating leg curl, with alternating dipping arms, pressing arms downward. It's almost like a shoulder shrug on each side. As you perform a leg curl, you're alternating opposition arm in a modified dip because we're going to be dipping with the noodle. So you're just pressing those arms up and down, alternating them, and that ends up kind of warming up the shoulder because you're doing a modified shoulder shrug. Now just a little jump forward and back with wrist rotation, like you're twirling a jump rope. You're jumping forward and back with wrist rotation. Now rotate the wrist maybe in the opposite direction. That should feel good, and keep re-rotating those wrists as you jump forward and back. We're gonna have to hold on to that noodle a lot, so we're just preparing the arm, the wrist, and the hands for that. Now an easy jog with finger open and close. Just open and close those fingers. Maybe play piano with those fingers. Warming up the fingers, getting ready to grasp the noodle. A
Again, just some mobility there. This is a lot of grasping. I'm going to give you hand breaks, so we will have breaks. Again, maybe playing piano, maybe finger open and close. That's going to conclude our upper body preparation. Hopefully you're all warmed up and ready for the upper body circuit. Ready, set, grab a noodle, and let's get started with our upper body circuit. I've chosen a denser noodle. Be sure to read the featured blog to better understand noodle size. In this 17-minute segment, we will be recreating 5 different gym exercises targeting the upper body muscles. We will be pairing up the upper body exercises with planking and core action. In between, I'll give you hand breaks with some cardio. Let's start with a jumping jack and a noodle chest press. Jumping jack, noodle chest press. You're performing a jumping jack as you press the noodle in a downward trajectory. You don't want to just press the noodle horizontal. You want to press it in a downward trajectory so you manifest some buoyant resistance on the way down. The resistance is always on the way down. Nice. Each of these moves is going to be held for 45 seconds. You should know by now if you've chosen the correct noodle density. That's really, really important. Nice. We got about 10 more seconds of these noodle chest presses. If it's feeling too much, you would go to a lighter noodle. If it's not enough, you would go to a denser noodle. Okay, now just perform jumping jacks, power jumping jacks, knees in and out. Rest your forearms on the noodle so that your hands get a break from grasping. This is where you can shake out your hands if you want to. You're still performing cardio. You're still performing a lower body movement. You're doing power jumping jacks, elevating those knees so that we're getting a good workout. We're toning and conditioning our upper body, but we're also burning calories and working on our heart as well. About 15 more seconds. Again, each of these is 45 seconds. Power jacks. You're performing power jacks. Now get ready to grasp onto the noodle and go into plank position. In 4, 3, 2, come down into a plank position and perform bench presses, pushing downward. You're in a plank position and you're performing bench presses. It's the opposite of gravity, the opposite of being in the gym where you'd be pushing upward. You're in the pool using foam, you push downward. You've got 30 more seconds. Make sure you read the blog regarding planking. I've got a couple of videos in the blog that have extra education and tips in them. You want to really understand how to plank effectively. You've got 15 more seconds of bench pressing. We're recreating being in the gym and bench pressing. You got about 8 more seconds, and then we're going to go back to another round of power jacks to give the hands a break. Come up and power jack. Rest those hands. Your wrist or forearms are just resting on the noodle and you're performing power jacks. You don't have to go on cadence. I'm timing you. You can go as fast and as high as you want. That's up to you. You got to work to your own limits. 30 more seconds of power jacks and then you get a little 15 second recovery. Again, you choose how high you want to jump those power jacks and you go as fast as you want. You've got 15 more seconds of power jacks. In 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, take a quick 15 second recovery break while we prepare for the next exercise. That was your first block. The next one's going to be about cross-country skis. Grasp the noodle, bend it into an arc. Bend that noodle into an arc, grasp and hold that noodle. Perform skis with chest flies. You're performing a cross-country ski with a chest fly. The noodle is in an arc and you're squeezing in and out, squeezing in and out. As you squeeze in, that's creating resistance on your chest and the front of your shoulder. This would be recreating a pec deck or chest fly in the gym. You're maintaining cardio because you're performing a cross-country ski with it. 15 more seconds of a cross-country ski with chest flies. Squeezing that noodle in, working hard. I've chosen a denser noodle and so I'm feeling it. Get ready for your hand recovery. Now just power skis. Power skis. Rest your wrist or your forearms on the noodle and jump your skis or just perform them very vigorously so that you maintain some aerobic capacity and continue to burn calories. 30 more seconds of power skis. You can elevate your knees as high as you want, giving your hands a break. One more round of power skis. About 8 more seconds, and then you come down into a plank and perform those arc chest flies in a plank. Okay, come down to a plank and perform your chest flies by arcing the noodle in and out. Squeeze in and out. If you've got a dense noodle like I do, you may be struggling to maintain your planking position. That's part of the kinesthetic awareness and training your core. Planking involves core muscles. You're working your core, you're working your chest, you're working the front of your shoulders, recreating that pec deck or chest fly in the gym. Oh, that should start to burn a little bit if you've got a heavy of enough noodle. 15 more seconds of chest flies. 8 more seconds, and then we're going to go back to a power ski to rest the hands. In 4, 3, 2, power ski. We're resting those hands. You're performing a cross-country ski with knee elevation, powerfully elevating your knees if you want, or just ski vigorously. We're burning some calories. Feels good. 30 more seconds of power skis. And then one of those luxurious 15-second recoveries is in your near future. 8 more seconds. In 4, 3, 2, 15-second recovery as we move into the next block. We're going to be training our latissimus, back of shoulders, and tricep. We're going to be performing rear kicks with a pull down. We're going to be pulling the noodle from the surface downwards. So start some rear kicks, and then start pulling down and up. Pull the noodle down and up. As you're performing alternating rear kicks, the noodle is extended straight in your arm, pulling down and up, training that latissimus that's below the armpit muscle in the back, training your triceps because they're inserted into the back of your shoulder, and training your posterior deltoid, many of the posterior muscles. Rear kicks with a lat pull down. We were recreating a lat pull down in the gym. Nice. About 8 more seconds, and then we're gonna go into a hand recovery with powerful rear kicks. Recover the hands, powerful rear kicks, alternating rear kicks, now bending and really bounding off the pool floor, really squeezing through your butt cheek. Just resting those forearms or wrist right on the noodle and bounding some rear kicks to keep the heart rate up. 30 more seconds. Heart rate should be climbing. You're starting to feel the cardio in this. Your glutes should be heating up a little bit. You got 15 more seconds, and then we're gonna drop down into a plank position. Sometimes planking is a little easier in the shallower water, so don't get too deep. Stay close to shallow when we get ready to plank. We're gonna do that pull down in a plank. Get ready, 3, 2, now plank with a lat pull down. You're in plank position, your arms are extended out in front of you, pulling the noodle down and then letting go to the surface. Pulling it down, letting it go to the surface. Squeeze your latissimus on the way down and really feel that. That's where you should be feeling this. Squeeze it. If you've got a dense noodle, you are struggling to maintain your plank and you're feeling this. You can go wider with your feet. Once again, make sure you read the workout blog. I don't write those for my health. I include tips, particularly for the planking and the noodle size. Couple more, and then we go back to a rear kick recovery. Okay, rear kick recovery. You're bounding your rear kicks. You're resting your wrist on the noodle. Giving your hands a break from grasping, that's important. You would feel some discomfort if you tried to grasp too hard and too long. Nice, you're bounding your rear kicks, you're keeping your cardio up. You do this as powerfully as you want. You work to your own pace if you want to go all out. Really pick it up here for the last 15 seconds of powerful rear kicks. And then you get one of those 15-second breaks. 8 more seconds. In 4, 3, 2, and recover for 15 seconds. Okay, we're going to move into our triceps. We're going to blast our triceps. We're going to perform a knee tuck with our forearms going down as we tuck our knees. Get ready for that. Okay, now tuck and press your forearms down for a tricep extension. You're doing knee tucks with a tricep extension. As you tuck your knees, your forearms extend down. Keep your elbows as close to your body as you can. Don't let them drift way out of your body. Keep them close to the body and perform a clean tricep extension as you perform those knee tucks. You should be feeling the back of your arms, particularly if you've used a denser noodle. Oh my goodness, we got 15 more seconds to burn out our triceps here as we perform tucks. We're working our core because we're also performing knee tucks, creating spinal flexion. Okay, now just rest your hands and do quicker knee tucks, quick knee tucks. So you're really bounding like you're on the trampoline. I do this in a lot of my videos just because I like it. I like feeling like I'm bouncing on a trampoline. You're bouncing on your pool floor trampoline. Knees are going boing, 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 going up. You're resting your hands, you're working your core. You can feel your heart rate increasing. Fifteen more seconds of these, and then we have to drop down into our plank. We're going to be doing those tricep extensions. You got to work from the elbow joint. This is not going to be fun, I can assure you. Okay, drop down into your plank and perform that elbow extension. Try not to use the ball and socket joint at the shoulder. Use the hinge joint at the elbow. Maintain just elbow extension to burn out those triceps. Once again, a dense noodle is really, really, really challenging here. Feeling those triceps, working your core, you get the double bang with the upper body and the core when you're in plank position performing these exercises. Try not to let your shoulders drift up. Keep them depressed down. Oh, triceps are feeling this. You've got about 8 more seconds, and then thank goodness we get a handbrake. We go back to our quick tucks. Get ready. Now, quick tuck, quick tuck. You're resting your hands. Shake those hands out from grasping. Performing quick tucks. Working your core. Shake those hands out a little bit. When you're grasping that noodle, once again, you can have the thumb below the noodle or have it on top of the noodle. I tend to think it's a little user-friendly to have the thumb on top of the noodle when you're grasping, but you could play around with that. We are almost at our break. A little more. We're still tucking. Oh, we're at our break. We have to do a noodle change. You have to get the noodle behind your back now. The noodle is behind your back at your waist level, grasping onto it so we could perform dips. Our exercise is a high knee jog with dips. You're performing a high knee jog and you're dipping the noodle behind you. Now listen, if you have shoulder issues and repositioning that noodle behind your shoulders is not comfortable, please just perform a high knee jog. Keep the noodle in front of you and just do little presses. It would almost be like our first move, the jumping jack with a press. That's okay, you don't want something to hurt. So just make sure if this position with the dip behind your body is not comfortable, you just don't go there. You just leave the noodle in front. You've got to own your workout and listen to your body. Okay, now just pull that noodle around and start sprinting. You've just got the noodle behind your back. This is our hand recovery. We're just sprinting, high knee jogs. Now you're sprinting at a fast pace. You've got the noodle trapped behind you and you're just running away. And you got about 30 more seconds of this high knee running. You're burning it out here. We're coming to the end of this segment. So you know there's a longer break in your future, so burn it out here. You've got the last 15 seconds of this running, and then we have to come actually into what's called a rear plank. You will be on your heels with your feet in front of you and will perform dips from that position. Show me a rear plank. Get your heels in front of you and plank and perform dips behind you. Again, please work to the range of motion within your own comfort. You're performing dips. In a rear plank position, you may have to get your feet wider for good balance here if you've got a dense noodle. Or you, if you're okay, you can bring your feet closer together. That gives you more of a core challenge with your feet closer together. And you're again performing a rear plank with dips. You're feeling, this is our second set on the triceps. Always good to work the triceps. Get ready, we're going back to our last hand break. We go back to that last hand break. We sprint it out. We are so close to the finish line now. You are running like you are going to the finish line. Get those knees up. Pump it out. You have approximately 30 more seconds to give it up. To work your hardest, get those high knee jogs in there. Running it out. We are getting closer. You're about 15 seconds away from that finish line. Keep those knees up. You've almost made it. In 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Oh, you are feeling the cardio. You are feeling your upper body. It's time for a little water break. We are moving on. Make sure to grab some water and stay hydrated. Take breaks as needed. In this 10-minute circuit, we are repeating all of the exercises for 30 seconds with no recovery in between. Over time, you may want to progress the upper body resistance by either choosing a larger noodle or by reducing hand break time and adding it to the upper body exercises. We are going to get started with our first move, that jumping jack with a chest press. Jumping jack with a chest press. You see what I've done here is I've switched to the less dense noodle, giving my upper body a little break, but also just showing you that many different sizes of noodle can be used in this workout. You've got 15 more seconds. We've reduced the time per exercise down to 30 seconds. So this is a little easier on me this time around, again, because I've chosen one of those, lighter, denser noodles. Okay, now you're doing power jacks. This is your hand break, power jacks. Your wrists are resting on the noodle. You are jumping in and out. You lift your knees as high as you want. You go as fast as you want. I'm your time clock. I'll let you know when you need to change. About 10 more seconds. Get ready, you're gonna be dropping down into plank to perform those chest presses. In 4, 3, 2, drop into plank and bench press. Recreating bench presses here. Again, with this lighter density, it's much easier for me to maintain a plank position and perform that bench press. I'm not bobbling around as much. Okay, 15 more seconds. So just very important over time, play with these variables. Use different size noodles. And again, if you don't like the long hand breaks, just add them into the planking or the cardio part. Okay, we're back to that hand break, that power jack. Elevating our knees in and out. You could take that as high as you want. You can go wherever you want with that. You got 15 more seconds. of these power jacks, and then we go right in to the next move. If you recall, it's going to be cross-country skis with chest flies. We're going to have to grasp the noodle and arc it. In four, three, form an arc with the noodle, cross-country ski, and squeeze in and out with your chest flies. You're performing that little pec deck chest fly maneuver by arcing the noodle, squeezing in and out while you perform cross-country skis. 15 more seconds. Get ready to go into a power ski for your handbrake. In four, three, two, power skis. You're jumping your skis or elevating your knees if you want, or just skiing really vigorously. See how far apart you can get your legs. Make that challenge. Don't be easy on yourself. Try to get range of motion and really stride out front to back and get the legs long. You got about 10 more seconds, and then you have to come down into a plank and perform that chest fly, arcing the noodle in a plank position. Four, three, two. Now, plank with a chest fly. You're arcing your noodle in and out. Just always bear in mind, planking in shallower water is a little easier to maintain form. If you get too deep with that foam in your hand, you're going to be a disaster trying to plank. So don't get too deep on your planking. Four more, and then we're going back to our power ski. In four, three, back to a power ski, resting those hands, trying to get those feet as far striding apart as you can, elevating your knees if you wish to. You can lower yourself a little lower into the water if you really want to lift up those knees and you don't want to feel the impact. 15 more seconds, and then we go right into the next move. It's going to be the alternating rear kicks with the lat pull downs. We're going to straight arm pull that noodle down and up. Get ready. In four, three, alternating rear kicks with lat pull downs. Pull that noodle down, float it up. Force it down, float it up. The force, as always with foam, is on the way down. Just always put your intention on the muscle being worked on the way down. Right now, that is your lats, that is your tricep to an extent, and that is your posterior deltoid. Get ready, we'll be going to our handbrake with our rear kicks. Now, power rear kicks, power, alternating, squeezing your butt cheek, bounding now those rear kicks, bounding them, resting your wrist on the noodles. You can always shake your fingers around if you need to bring the blood supply back. 15 more seconds, and then we need to go into a plank position to perform those lat pull downs. Don't get too deep. Four, three, come into your plank and perform those lat pull downs. I'm definitely managing this a lot easier than I was with the denser noodle. The denser noodle was really hard to plank doing this. So you're performing lat pull downs, straight arm pull downs. Force and intention is on the way down while you're training your core in that plank position. Couple more, and then we have to go back to our handbrake, which is our power rear kicks. Okay, power rear kicks. Bound it out. Squeezing your butt cheek, pushing that out. No breaks here, this is a brisk pace. You got 15 more seconds. You put as much power as you want into these handbrakes. They're meant to keep the heart rate up and the cardio going. Get ready to go into your tucks with a tricep extension. Okay, tucks with a tricep extension. As you tuck up, your forearms go down. Try not to drift your elbows too far away from your sides. Try to keep them relatively close by. You really want to get that movement from the elbow joint, not the shoulder joint. As you tuck, you perform tricep extensions, squeezing on your tricep at the bottom. The force is on the forearm extension on the way down. Now get ready for your handbrake. It's going to be quick tucks. Okay, quick tucks. Tuck. You're on your trampoline. Boing, 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 knees coming up, resting your hands, driving up that cardio. You've got 15 more seconds, and then we do that more challenging plank where we have to do tricep extensions. I will definitely do it a little easier this time with a less dense movement. Get ready to plank. In 4, 3, come down into a plank with tricep extensions. Try to move from the elbow joint. Try not to let your shoulder joint move. It's not a straight arm extension. It's bent arm extension now. Bent arm at the forearm, at the elbow joint only with the forearm. 15 more seconds of planking with tricep extensions. 8 more seconds, and then you are going to go back to those quick ducks. Okay, quick ducks, here we go. Boing, boing, boing. You're bouncing on your trampoline, you're jumping it out. You can go as fast as you want, you can go as high as you want. I'll time you. You've got 15 more seconds. Now, in this next move, you're going to have to get the noodle behind your back. It's going to have to be kind of a quick transition. Okay, start getting that noodle behind your back. Perform dips with high knee jogs. You're dipping and performing high knee jogs. Those triceps. So we did a little double whammy here on the triceps. Again, if this bothers your shoulder to put the noodle behind you, please don't do it. Just keep the noodle in front of you and perform little presses while you do a high knee jog. Now we're getting a handbrake and sprinting. You're running all out. You've just wrapped the noodle around your midsection, keeping it trapped under your upper arms, and you're jogging with high knees. You're sprinting it out. You're resting your hands. One thing to note, when you use these less dense noodles, they're longer and they're a little easier to keep around your back. That denser noodle was a little hard for me to keep around my back because it's shorter. So you will discover as you change from dense to less dense, that may happen. Now go into your dips with a plank, a rear plank with dips. You're performing a rear plank. You're on your heels with your feet in front of you, leaned backwards, and performing dips. Working your triceps, training your core in that rear plank. Got about 8 more seconds, and then we're gonna finish this little circuit out with another round of sprints. Okay, wrap that noodle around and perform high knee sprints. Just trap it under your upper arms and just run it out. You are getting very close to the finish line. This is your last 15-second burst. In 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and done. Oh, your upper body is starting to sing back to you. Guess what? We got one more circuit. Stay tuned. Okay, one more circuit to go. In this shorter 5-minute segment, the pace moves briskly. Each exercise is performed for just 15 seconds. Once again, if you want to create additional upper body resistance, consider reducing or eliminating handbrake time, as long as you are not experiencing discomfort from gripping. Okay, let's rewind back to move number 1 and get started with a jumping jack. So here it is, you're doing a jack with a press, a jumping jack with a chest press. Remember, the trajectory is diagonal downwards in front of you. Get ready for your handbrake. Now it's power jacks, just rest your hands and power jack. So everything is being reloaded, but 15 seconds each now. Take your knees as high as you want. I'm timing you, go as fast as you want. Get ready to drop down into a plank position with a chest press. Okay, drop down to plank and perform a chest press. You are in plank position and you're performing a bench press. Get ready for your handbrake power jacks in 4, 3, 2, 2, handbrake, power jacks. Power jacks jump in and out. Jumping in and out, getting your knees as high as you want. Your next move is going to be a cross-country ski with a chest fly. You're going to have to grab hold of the noodle and arc it in and out. Okay, ski and chest flies. Cross-country ski with chest flies. Squeezing the noodle in and out. You grabbed it. It's making an arc in the middle. In 4, 3, 2, power skis. Rest your hands. Power skis. Nice. 8 more. And then you've got to drop down into a plank with a chest fly. Okay, drop down and plank with a chest fly. Squeezing in. Squeeze. Nice. 8 more seconds. And then you return back to a power ski. In 4, 3, 2, power ski. Power ski. Rest your hands. Jump out those skis. Try to get your legs as far apart as you can. In 8 more seconds, you're going to go into your alternating rear kicks with lat pull downs. That's a straight arm pull down. Okay, rear kicks with a straight arm pull down and float the noodle up. Pull down. The force is on the way down. 8 more seconds, and we perform our handbrake, which is power rear kicks. In 4, 3, 2, power rear kicks. Power, power. Squeeze your butt cheek. Bound off the floor. In 8 more seconds, you drop down into a plank, a front plank, with a lat pull down. Okay, drop down into a plank and perform your lat pull down, straight arm pull downs. Force is on the way down, trying to keep your plank intact. 8 more seconds, and we go back to those power rear kicks in 4, 3, power rear kicks, power rear kicks. It's moving quickly. 8 more seconds, and you go into those tucks with tricep extension. In 4, 3, now tucks with tricep extensions, trying to just keep the movement from the elbow joint as much as possible, to feel that in the back of your arms, your tricep. Get ready. In 4, 3, now quick tucks, power tucks, quick, quick, boing, boing, boing. You're resting your hands, performing those quick power tucks. In 8 more seconds, you're dropping down to a plank with tricep extensions. Get ready. In 4, 3, 2, come into a plank and perform tricep extensions. Trying to move from the elbow joint only, extending your forearms down, squeezing your triceps at the bottom, trying to keep your plank intact. Get ready. In 4, 3, quick tucks, boing, boing, bouncing on your trampoline. In 8 more seconds, you've got to get the noodle behind your back so that you can perform high knee jogs with a dip. You're performing high knee jogs with dips. Jogging and dips. If you don't like this, if it bothers your shoulder, you don't put that behind your back. You keep it in front of you, and you just jog doing little presses. That's completely fine. Now recover with those sprints. Recover your hands with those high knee sprints. Just trap the noodle under your upper arms. Keep it behind the back and just run it out. Get ready to come into a rear plank with your feet in front of you on your heels, and you'll be doing dips. Okay, rear plank on your heels in front of you, performing dips. In a rear plank on your heels, leaning backward, performing dips. Get ready for your last sprinting round. Okay, one more sprinting round. Sprint it out, sprint it out. You are really, 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 really close to the finish line. Drive those elbows back. Make white water. Be a champion at the end here in 4, 3, 2. Oh, there we go. You have successfully fried your upper body muscle groups. It's time to give them a nice stretch. Since we used a noodle in the workout, we will use it in the final stretch. This stretch is focused exclusively on the major muscle groups of the upper body. Just kind of lightly grasp hold of your noodle, stand with your feet together, and just push that noodle out forward and back at the surface of the water. kind of like you're rowing the noodle gently on the surface of the water. The noodle's horizontal, and you're just pushing it out and in. Now you're going to hold it out with an extended arm stretch, drop down into the water. Feel that lat stretch. Feel those shoulders stretching. That should feel good. And then take your right hand and drop it under your left arm. We're threading the needle, kind of like a modified yoga stretch. Your left hand is still on the noodle. You're stretching your left shoulder and lap. You drop that right arm under, threading under the left arm. Now repeat this on the left arm. Thread your left arm under your right arm. Keep your right arm extended out. You've got a stretch on your shoulder and lap. Little torso rotation going on there too. And then place both hands on the noodle and perform scapular protraction. Round your shoulders and arc that noodle at the surface of the water. And really keeping a rounded middle back, stretching middle trapezius. And then we're going to put that noodle in the right hand on the right side, lift up your left arm and perform a side stretch. With that noodle extended out in the right hand, left arm is overhead, latissimus stretch, oblique stretch on the left side. And then that noodle comes across, take that right arm, come across, and then go back out. So you're just taking that noodle and gently bringing it across midline. And then extending outward. You're just moving the noodle gently at the surface of the water. And then hold the noodle out to the right and let the right arm come behind the line of the body to stretch the chest and the front of shoulders. That noodle in the right hand is behind the body right now. And then switch hands. Bring the noodle over to your left hand and you're going to lift up your right arm and do a side bend. Stretching out your lats obliques on the right side, the noodles in your left hand extended outward. And then we'll perform that gentle movement, taking the noodle across midline and then outstretched. It's in your left hand, performing gentle movement, crossing midline and then opening up. Now hold it behind you in your left hand to open the chest, the front of shoulders. You've got a nice scapular retraction here, stretching out the front of the body. It's in your left hand behind you. Now take that noodle across midline in the left hand and just keep it there and just kind of grasp with your right hand behind the upper portion of your left arm. This is stretching out your tricep and posterior deltoid on the left side. Now switch hands and take the noodle across midline in your right hand, stretching out your right posterior deltoid and tricep. With that noodle across midline, left hand under your upper arm on the right side. Now place both hands over the noodle with your forearms on it and perform wrist rotation. Just kind of gently opening up that wrist. You can re-rotate if you want to. That feels good, wrist rotation. And then we're just gonna open and close the fingers from all that grasping. We wanna make sure we get the blood supply back. Pretend you're playing piano. Open and close, working those fingers. That should feel good. And that concludes the Pool Noodle Upper Body Workout. I hope you enjoyed an in-depth day of upper body training. Thanks so much for joining me and for being a subscriber.